13.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the LA Steel Show. I'm Lila.
And I'm Leo. And tonight we were going to have George Dixon with us, but unfortunately George took ill and he's in the hospital. He's okay. We spoke to him tonight.
If you have any priazin, please say them for his good health, and he should be out in a couple of days.
Yeah, he should be okay. He sounded very good and cheerful today. So we're hoping that he'll be all right. Anybody wants to email him a well wish or something, I'm sure he'd appreciate it. You can go to brotherdixon@aol.com, and that's brotherdixon@aol.com, and that's for George Dixon. Get well soon. He's in good spirits. He sounded very good. He said he'd be out probably tomorrow or Sunday, and we're wishing him well. So we hope everything is good. But in the meantime, we weren't sure what to do here, but for the show. But I think we've talked about Zell Lungold before in the Mayan calendar, and we haven't spoken about the Mayan calendar for a while. But there is a on his website. There is a couple of videos that I'd like to.
We can play the audio part.
Yeah, we can play the audio for you. And one is a Mayan elder, 13th generation shaman, Don Alejandro Perez Oxla, and he's going to give. It's about a 5-minute talk, an interview, and he's going to talk a bit about the Mayan concept and what to expect, I believe. But we'd like to play that right now. But again, we apologize for not having George on, but George did take ill.
And he can be forgiven for that.
So, but he's better. We should be well. And we're all hoping for a speedy recovery here. But in the meantime, and again, I'm going to repeat, you can send him an email or wish him well at brotherdixon@aol.com, and I'm sure you'd appreciate that. In the meantime, we're going to play this video. This one's only about 5 minutes long. It's an interview with a shaman.
And you can hear the audio part.
Yeah, and then I've got one more that I'd like to play, and then we'll come back and be with you. So right now is the Mayan elder.
Just a final question then.
He's being interviewed
by you.
Para finalizar, que si usted tiene un mensaje para el mundo, ¿qué le pueden decir al mundo?
Pues a todos los hermanos donde llega este mensaje que estoy hablando con ustedes.
To all my brothers and sisters who listen to this message.
Estas palabras no son míos, es de los abuelos.
First of all, these words are not mine. They are words of my ancestors.
En la profecía de los mayas está.
It is in the Maya prophecy.
En el tiempo 12 Bactún.
That in the time of the 12 Bactún.
13 Ajau.
And 13 Ajau.
El regreso de los abuelos.
It is the return of the ancestors.
El retorno de los hombres sabios.
It is the return of the men of wisdom.
Que amanezca.
Let the morning come.
Que llegue la aurora.
Let the dawn come.
Para que los pueblos tengan paz.
For the people to be happy.
Sean felices.
And find peace and be happy.
Así es, pues, del soy acá con ustedes, dejando este mensaje, que tomen gran miedo al mundo.
So I am here with you, giving you this message right now, is not to be afraid and take this message, spread it toward the world.
Al llegar ese tiempo es igual como el cambio de año nuevo. Hoy es 31 de diciembre y mañana 1 de enero. Feliz año nuevo. Y así vamos a hacer cuando llegue ese día.
Not to be afraid to this change of time, because when that day comes, it's just assumed that it's the end of the year and you have like a New Year's Eve or New Year's Day. It's just a change.
Porque no es la primera vez que pasa.
Because it's not the first time that this will happen, this will occur.
¿Sabes cuántas veces ha pasado antes cuando nuestros abuelos prepararon sus calendarios? Pasó un periodo de sol, pasó otro periodo de sol, pasó otro periodo, se están dando cuenta que sea cada 5200 años que llega.
Who knows how many times this has happened before? When our ancestors were preparing the calendars, they waited first until they had proved that every 5,200 years this was occurring, and that's when they started counting the first cycle of the sun up to the fourth cycle of the sun, which is the one that we are finalizing now.
Hoy estamos hablando, estamos en el cuarto periodo de sol.
We are now in the fourth period of the sun.
No es la creación del mundo.
So this is not the creation of the world we are talking about either.
No, que es el momento cuando perfeccionaron todos sus calendarios, entonces entró en acción como que era una nueva constitución.
This count started when all the calendars were already finished and put to work. And as of that time is when we are in the fourth period of the time of the sun.
Así que hace miles y miles de años atrás, no es cosa nueva, no, que esperamos la voluntad del Padre.
So this has been going on for thousands and thousands of years before.
Y no tengan miedo, mis hermanos.
Don't be afraid, my brothers and sisters.
No crean todo lo que dicen estos hombres mentirosos que no son mayas, vienen a atemorizar al mundo.
And don't believe all the things that you hear from all these people who are threatening the world.
La oficina del consejo en Guatemala se encuentra en, ¿cómo se llama?, en la sexta calle 0-31, zona 1, ciudad de Guatemala.
And the office of the Maya Council of Elders, you will find it in the 6th Street, 0-31 en Guatemala City.
Entonces, muchas gracias. Ojalá que les sirvan mis mensajes, que no tengan miedo.
So thank you again, and I hope that my messages will be useful to you, and do not be afraid once again.
Aquí está con ustedes una autoridad del Consejo Nacional de Ancianos Mayas, Chincas y Garífunas de Guatemala, y es presidente del Consejo Continental de Ancianos Indígenas de América.
Here
muchas gracias.
You in authority of the Maya National Council of Elders from the Maya Chincas and Garífunas of Guatemala, and also the Grand Elder of the Continental Council of Elders and Spiritual Guides of the Americas.
Matios, Matios, you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
That was quite interesting.
Yeah, that was, again, that was Mayan elder and 13th generation shaman, Don
Alejandro Perez.
Oxala, O-X-L-A-J. And, excuse me, and fascinating.
Talking about the end of this period and going on to the next.
Right.
And he, in fact, says this has happened many times and will happen many times again. There's nothing to be afraid of.
Right.
And it's just how things pass on
right.
this planet.
Right.
And that the elders will come back.
Every 5,200 years, yeah.
Now, what that means, in their, that's in our time. In their time, maybe it's not that long, depending on how they count time.
Yeah. So, what was I going to do? Oh, okay. There's one more by Zell Lungold. It's a YouTube thing that explains the Mayan calendar. Explained, and then we're going to go into his YouTube video that explains the sixth and seventh day,
which is where we are.
Which is where we are now. So
let's listen
continue.
To this.
Right.
This is a good explanation.
So here.
Here we are, this time and this place. Time and place, time and place, time and place. So here you are, in this time and place. Welcome. Consciousness always has a location. A calendar is an agreement of a society. society or a civilization. It is the pinpoint center of any civilization. The absolute dead center of our civilization is called the Gregorian calendar. Nobody even questions it. The Gregorian calendar was the physical measurement of Earth around the sun, the measurement of physical objects moving through space. The absolute dead center of our civilization is focused on only physical evidence. It's the calendar on which all things are bought and sold. Our calendar has directed our consciousness only in that direction, to change or alter your viewpoint, to dominate people's consciousness. It's been that way throughout your whole life. So, here we are, time and place. This time and this place. The Maya had two calendars at the very center of their civilization. The Zolkin calendar was 260 days long. This was celebrated every day by every person. Then we have the Tomb calendar, 360 days long. And this calendar is known as the Divine calendar. Every 52 revolutions of this calendar, these two teeth match back up. Every 52 tune, all debts were absolved, and they started all over.
Like our world, where they go on forever.
Our calendar only has to do with our speck of time going around this little speck of light we call the sun. In a sea of 100 billion stars, in this one galaxy out of 100 billion galaxies in the universe. So how big is our calendar? These guys were looking at something a lot bigger. They certainly weren't timing any physical cycles of things in our solar system. What were they timing? The Mayan calendar is in 9 different levels. That's why all those pyramids down there are all 9 levels. That each one of these levels is subdivided into 13 individual sections. There are 7 periods of light, and there's 6 periods of dark. 7 days and 6 nights, each level of creation. Each day is a period of increase in consciousness. And each night is a period of applying that consciousness. The very first cycle started 16.4 billion years ago. It's called the cellular cycle. 16.4 billion years is divided into 13 different sections. Each one of them 1.26 billion years long. A day was 1.25 billion years. And each night lasted for 1.25 billion years. Each one of these has a particular intention in creation. Action, reaction was this whole cycle. The very next cycle started 820 million years ago, and it started going through these same 13 steps. This one was 1.26 billion years each. This one's only 63.4 million years each. cycle fits in that lock. Very comfortably. It's not a coincidence. We're on a schedule. We are on a schedule. The mind. Here, we put down the tail and pick up the mind as a survival tool. The cultural cycle. 8,000 years ago, we developed agriculture, law, the Industrial Revolution, power, it is now global consciousness.
Web has done.
Yeah, and fascinating. And we're going to we're going to continue this. Just a second here. I want to see wherever there is.
It's a very interesting site. It really gives a clearly understand the Mayan calendar and what happens.
And I would like to get something here.
You can get DVDs that help you understand it. There's a lot you can get off this site.
Oh, really?
Unfortunately, Zell Lungol is no longer with us. He died.
Yeah, in 2005.
Yes, and he was a young man, really. He wasn't very old.
55. But we'd like to, I want to thank George for introducing this to me back about a couple of years ago now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a remarkable, remarkable stuff. Okay.
The Mayan calendar was updated, let's say.
They're updating the sixth day of the galactic cycle that we're in now. Overview of the Mayan calendar. Let's see. Okay, let's see if we can. This is something new here. Okay, the rebirth celebration, May 9th through the 11th, celebrate the midpoint of the sixth day. And I'm going to see what this is about.
That might be interesting. I don't know who's updating his website. Do you know?
I think his daughter.
Oh, okay.
And his wife. Okay.
No, that isn't the
okay.
One I used. Go back to that.
Should have been the PDF here, but I'm
yeah,
trying
go
to
back.
Think of what open PDF would say.
Yeah, that's what you want.
There we go.
Right. In May 2009, a major emanation from Hunabaku, an unfathomably large intelligence in the center of the universe, according to Mayan cosmology, will inform a magnificent birth of cosmic proportions. This epic period, the midpoint of the sixth day of the galactic underworld, gives humanity an unprecedented opportunity to cooperate with the forces of evolution to fulfill individual and collective purposes and to create a sustainable world of harmony, abundance, and balance with nature. As with any birth, there is also death. Death of that which is no longer supported by these new evolutionary energies. This article provides the background for this paradoxically auspicious and ominous moment and what we can do personally and collectively to consciously participate in it. The rebirth celebration, the midpoint of the sixth day of the galactic underworld.
These are two articles, one by Kalman.
Johann Kalman.
Right, who was the... worked with Zalungal to develop the codex for the timeline. And but I'm going to just bookmark this for a second, and I want to...
Well, it tells you about the rebirth.
I know, but I'm concerned that we're that our I'm concerned that we may not be. Make sure that our switchboard is on. On running, should be.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay.
Everything's
we're all
fine. All right, and. Okay. Let's go back to here. There we go.
Okay, we'll go back to the...
Brilliant, no?
Oh, yes.
Yes,
rebirth.
It came so fast. All right.
The midpoint of the sixth day of the galactic underworld.
We could go here. I don't...
That's it.
Okay, this is the article.
This is the article, okay. To understand our current situation according to the Mayan calendar...
Read what it is, though.
I just did. The midpoint of the sixth day of the galactic underworld, May 9th through the 11th, 2009.
Okay.
I believe it is necessary to first backtrack somewhat and look at what happened at the most important of the recent shift points of the galactic underworld. A very important such was the beginning of the fifth night, November 19, 2007. In my book, The Mayan Calendar and the Transformation of Consciousness, written in 2003, I ended the discussion about economy with a prediction relating to this point in time. Regardless of what forms such a financial collapse may take, it seems that the best bet is for it to occur close to the time that the fifth night begins in November 2007. This prediction was based on the fact that throughout cosmic history, the fifth night has been a time when the old order often come to be destroyed. Today, as economists agree that the global recession started in December of 2007, we can in retrospect see how amazingly accurate predictions may be if they're based on the true Mayan calendar. Even if the predictions from it are not cut in stone, it will nonetheless tell us what time periods that are conducive to certain activities and frames of mind. The galactic underworld is a wave movement of shifting energies of time. Unfortunately, I can't show you the diagram that he has.
That's okay. So anyway, we're in day six.
But it shows... He's got a little diagram of the Dow Jones Index and how it relates to some of the predictions. A second very important shift point came with the beginning of the sixth day, November 12, 2008, when with the election of Obama as president of the U.S. a week earlier, an energy of rebirth can be said to have manifested. This is also what had been predicted to begin at that particular time, which is symbolized by Yohaltesit, the goddess of birth.
Siddle,
sorry. Barack Obama, notably, happens to be born on the Mayan day sign 9-ben, which is identical to the birthday of the United States, July 4, 1776, and thus plays a significant role in the history of this particular nation, in that he thus creates a full circle. His attention to rule with transparency and with a more friendly and egalitarian relationship to other nations is certainly a welcome contrast to several of his predecessors. A sense of rebirth of ethical values has thus surrounded him, creating an opening for a global unity on a larger scale. We may, however, notice that the economy did not turn up again as the sixth day began. Why this was so can be understood on different levels. One is the economic, in that the means of continuing the economic growth through expanding credit probably now have been exhausted. Everyone who takes a loan knows that this meaning taking resources from the future and the limits to how far this can be pushed have now been reached. Another level of understanding is that of the cosmic plan, where we are now in the galactic underworld, which does not have economic and technological development as its purpose. On the contrary, the galactic underworld is about broadening human horizons to a holistic viewpoint where we show concern for all creation and the whole planet, which the world's economic system has increasingly come in conflict with. We thus have reasons to seriously ask if the world will ever again experience a prolonged period of economic growth, although the media keep talking about when the recession will end and the bankers and rulers of the world, Obama included, are taking measures that they say are to this effect.
What is now being tried in order to reactivate the growth economy is then to give the bankers taxpayer money so that they can lend the same money back to the taxpayers that they got it from. This may sound like a joke, yet the fact that so many have accepted this as necessary and too complex for regular people to understand shows how great the faith in the old ways still are. The reason the majority of people take it for granted that there will again be a period of economic growth sometime in the future is that they were born into a planetary underworld. That, and indeed, if we study the wave moment of the planetary underworld that had the dominating effect on our consciousness between 1755 AD and 1999 AD, we can see that the economic growth periods alternated with recessions as a direct function of its shifts between days and nights. Days meant upturns and nights downturns in the industrial economy. This very wave movement of the planetary underworld has, however, exactly what was transcended by the fifth night of the galactic underworld that began November 19, 2007. Will it then really, in the current situation, be possible for anyone to reactivate the growth economy? I personally do not think that this is the case, except maybe for in limited sectors and to limited degrees. The decline will maybe slow down somewhat in this sixth day, but as likely to be intensified around the time the sixth night begins, around November 7, 2009. The purpose of the current galactic underworld is thus different from that of the planetary and is primarily to introduce relationships in the worlds based on a holistic, global, and egalitarian mindset manifested in balanced relations between genders, nations, races, and religions across the planet and actually across the universe, but we know little about this. If we like, we may thus look upon the whole Bush era as blocking this consciousness from manifesting.
Oh, I agree with that.
Yeah. Thus, while I feel that we are under the influence of the energies of the Mayan calendar, otherwise predictions would not have been possible, I also feel that our choices and the choices of different rulers influence how they manifest. Thus, certain policies of the Bush era might, for instance, have aggravated the situation. Regardless, I feel there is every reason to predict considerable hardship for many individuals who may lose their jobs, private economies, and homes at the current time, and the many who, in the time to come, are likely to be faced with similar circumstances. An observer from a different planet may, however, look upon this also from a somewhat different perspective. He or she may look upon the end to the incessant growth of the economy as a sign that there is some hope that the planetary cancer is starting to recede and that there is some hope that humanity will actually survive and fulfill its purpose. In such a perspective, we may look upon it as if the cosmic plan has now set in a protective mechanism for the Earth. Since one thing we can be certain of is that if the growth economy does not come to an end, then the world will come to an end. No one may be able to tell whether this would happen because of global warming, depletion of life in the oceans, destruction of the rainforest, the disappearance of bees, or something else. In fact, we do not really need to know what would trigger such a collapse of planetary ecosystem, since the point to realize is that none of these threats to our environment can be looked upon in isolation from the others. They all have a common origin in an economy that for a long time has been based on incessant growth, and now the frame of consciousness, carried by the galactic underworld, is forcing us to face the consequences of this.
I feel this means that in the years ahead, we may expect to be faced with very difficult dilemmas. On a personal level, that usually do not have simple resolutions. If I do not take care of myself, who will? Yet if I do not care for the larger whole, who am I? We may, of course, put the blame for the downturn of the economy and the bankers and others who created the economy that led us to live off the resources of the future. This, however, does not change very much, and it is probably difficult to find someone who, in one way or the other, did not, to some extent, benefit from this in a material sense. Thus, with few exceptions, human beings have not voluntarily been willing to set an end to the growth. What, then, is there to do in this situation, we may ask? If the economy will never start to grow again, what will emerge in its place? Many realize that what needs to happen is a transition to a sustainable economy, something that humanity has not experienced for some 5,000 years. This would mean a return to the non-dualist Garden of Eden in balance with the environment at a new and higher level. A transition that many will probably find very difficult and almost incomprehensible to grasp mentally speaking. We may, for instance, take note of the fact that no world leader or economist is currently advocating a shift to an economy that is sustainable. So far, few have even started to consider that there will be no upturn in the economy. And when this starts to dawn on people, we may, in fact, come to witness all kinds of actions of desperation and social unrest taking somewhat different forms in different cultures. Many hierarchical structures are likely to collapse.
You want me to read that?
I'll go to this one.
Okay.
Will a sustainable economy then emerge? Well, there is no answer to this in the Mayan calendar, simply because it depends on the choices people will make in the time ahead and what they focus on creating. In the perspective of such a collective choice determining the future of humanity, it, however, seems plain silly when you hear people claim that the Mayan calendar predicts the end of the world from polar shifts, asteroids, natural disasters, sunspots, or other physical events outside of ourselves. The reality is that the Mayan calendar describes the evolution of consciousness for the future. It does not predict anything for what emanates directly or indirectly from the human beings themselves. Another way of saying the same thing is that there are no consciousness shifts happening on this planet outside of ourselves. The exact time of the downturn of the economy was predictable from the Mayan calendar for the very reason that this was a result of human behavior that is conditioned by their resonance with the cosmic tree of life. The cosmic tree of life, according to Mayan and other ancient traditions, is an unfathomably large intelligence, Hunabku, at the center of the universe that makes quantum jumps at critical points. Shift points in the calendar. The existence of a central axis of the universe has recently, 2003, been discovered by science, which I believe to be one of the most consequential discoveries of all time and elaborate on the forthcoming The Purposeful Universe. That's his book. It is the energies emanating from this cosmic tree of life that serve to synchronize evolution on all levels of the universe. It is through our own resonance with this and with its quantum shifts that we are inspired to create our world in accordance with the wave movements of 7 days and 6 nights in the cosmic plan.
From this perspective, the talk of predetermined doomsday, as presented by the History Channel or in upcoming Hollywood movies, simply seems absurd for anyone knowledgeable about the Mayan calendar. Such thinking merely serves to instill fear and to deflect our attention from the real issues at hand, Even if it may be true that the world may come to an end if we are not able to successfully transit to a sustainable economy, this would not be because of any preset doomsday. Such a disaster would instead be something that humanity has collectively, and some having greater responsibility than others, brought upon itself. If anything, it would be caused by how we have ignored the message of the Mayan calendar, which is that we are meant to transit to a state of peace and oneness. Projections of fear or dreams into the Y2K date in the future is a way of thinking that I believe is very disempowering and removes the responsibility for the course of events from our actions in the present moment. And for all of those who can remember the Y2K scare, many people were panicked and thought it was the end of the earth. So, you know, it's quite...
like everything was going to break down.
Right, which is the same thing with 2011 or 2012. It's just going to move along to a higher level, to a higher consciousness.
Yeah, well, it'll be the same, but it'll almost be... you won't notice it very much.
I guess you won't.
No,
but there still is something that fascinates me in the Hopi prophecy of the blue star that's supposed to be seen in the sky and so great in the sky. And that's the final prophecy. And that's supposed to happen.
Well, that'll be
very
interesting.
That's when
the planets align.
Right, but that's also when the sky will turn blue at night. Because the blue star will be so close, and we will everyone will notice it, and some will ascend to the blue star, and others will descend to the red star, which is this planet. So there'll be a split. There'll be some form of a split of consciousness.
According to the Hopi.
According to the Hopi, right?
To avoid such projections, I feel it is necessary to ground our attentions and actions in the changing energies of the Mayan calendar that we are living through in the present moment, and look at what kind of intentions these may empower in us now. Our understanding of these may be based on parallels between different underworlds, such as the exact prediction of time for the beginning of the economic decline. This was based on the analogy with the year 1932, the beginning of the fifth night of the planetary underworld, which meant the beginning of the Great Depression on a global scale. With the same reasoning of making parallels between different underworlds, we may now also look at our creation situation and our current situation as we approach the midpoint of the sixth day of the galactic underworld on May 11, 2009, and its continuation into its second half until November 2007. The shift...
November 7th,
2009. Excuse me, I've read that backwards. Yes. The shift date is a parallel to the year 1962 and the second half to the time period of 1962 to 1972. We may then want to recall what happened during this period. 1962 was the year of the Cuban Missile Crisis, a shift point from which the cold world would start to thaw, and the year later, the Beatles phenomenon exploded.
You know what's fascinating, though? Like, we're now in the 1962 period, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what is on the top of the agenda worldwide?
No, in the Americas, in the meeting of the Americas,
it's
Cuba.
But now it's Cuba again.
But maybe opening it instead of closing it.
That's right, which is kind of fascinating, really. You think that it's come full cycle and that we're back to a where Cuba once again is the focal point of the
conference
of our presidency and of our new presidents and our new foreign policy. Fascinating.
I was privileged to be in England at the time and experienced this the firsthand before it went on to most of Europe and later to the U.S. That he's talking about the Beatles.
Oh.
The point here is, of course, not to emphasize the musical phenomenon as such, but this was the beginning of an intense wave of novelty that would create a tremendous cultural rebirth and social experimentation that in the years ahead would sweep the world from
Mayan,
1968 in France to flower power hippies and the peace movement in the U.S. This movement had distinct characters in different countries, and yet was very much globally synchronized in time. It was carried by a desire to test new ways of being outside of the control of the establishment in every area of life, and no authority was taken for granted. We may look today upon some expressions as excesses, such as, for instance, the Cultural Revolution in China, but the fact remains that our current world still owes much of its egalitarianism and openness to what was created in this era.
And you know, it's fascinating, though, but and I don't know, maybe he gets into it in this one, but you're seeing that change now, and that change, again, isn't so much music of one sort, but it's the YouTube generation, the internet generation, mm-hmm. but it's primarily
technology.
And the promotional and the individual, the power
the
of
empower,
the
power
of the
individual.
As opposed to the empowerment of a group.
What's his name said today, who was voted the most important person on YouTube?
Oh, that's right. Ashton Kutcher.
Ashton Kutcher said that one person could affect millions.
Right.
Even more than a whole news team.
That's right, because he had more followers on Twitter than CNN.
Yep.
Right. And so it's fascinating that
I thought
true.
That was fascinating when he
I
said
too,
that.
I did too. That one voice can now make, or one person or one voice can now have that effect. But look at that woman on the American on that idol
right.
worship.
She wasn't a media creation. She was just a person with a beautiful voice and beautiful soul.
But it was because her, not only did she have the beautiful voice and the soul, but her what it did by that youth by the, I mean, she got over 18 million or 20 million. Visits in the last 2 days, all right, listeners. And the thing is that poor woman from, you know, England, who had never really sung professionally, got on stage and transformed and gave hope to millions of people because
yeah.
she was a woman who was, you know, it changed the mentality, it changed the cynicism that we had in our society, you know. Or turned it around and said every person has the ability to be.
Well, it's a sort of creativity.
Yeah.
And maybe new vehicles for creativity that, you know, people like that were buried before. You'd never find them.
Sure, sure. But you had to fit the
mold.
You know, you had to be a beautiful star with a beautiful voice with plenty of money behind you and a ruthless manager. Now you can get on YouTube and, you know, be
discovered by millions of
by
people.
By millions of people. It's the power of the individual now,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to the power of the group. And you're going to see waves. I think you're seeing now waves of new music and new thought and new speakers and new writers and new everything being transformed through this internet and YouTube media. But nevertheless, needless to say, the world today is very different from 1962, and if nothing else, it is dominated by another underworld where economic growth is constrained. Yet it seems to me that this kind of an experimental attitude is exactly what is needed at a present time, when its chief challenge is a grassroots creation of a sustainable economy. Any time of crisis fosters new creativity, which may take many forms of self-organizing collectives that escape the dominance of the ruling hierarchies. However, if the downturn in the economy was predictable based on the Mayan calendar, we have reasons to suspect that an intensified grassroots creativity will be supported by the Tree of Life in the time ahead. It has already become clear that in the current situation, the old ways do not work for people in general, and that something new will have to emerge. I feel if we do not understand this now, it will definitely be clear during the sixth night, November 7th, 2009. That's so close, man.
Yeah.
And to November 2nd, 2010, which is the end of the sixth night. That the return of the growth economy is not possible. There might then come a point when the U.S. government sees it necessary to declare a global moratorium on debts, at least to major financial institutions, something that would decrease hardships and at the same time mean a major step toward a sustainable economy. For these reasons, we are inviting you to participate in a global meditation on May 9th to 11th to focus on the creation of a sustainable economy for the first time in 5,000 years. I'm all for that.
Mm-hmm.
This is an intention that millions of people share, but it is an altogether different matter to see it transcend the growth economy on a global scale. What we can do is, in meditation, to look at who we need to be for this to happen. I also believe that the increasing awareness of the cosmic tree of life, currently shared only by a very small minority of the Earth's population, will help to create the increased compassion that will be much needed as humanity seeks new ways of sharing resources, jobs, etc. Thus, a spirit of sharing, collaboration, and compassion needs to color the global meditation at the midpoint of the sixth day, May 9th through 11th, 2009. If the new ways do not embody such a compassion and collaboration, they are simply likely to produce the old. And the global meditation clearly does not by itself solve the problems of mankind, but it does help. By focusing on connecting with the tree of life, which in Mayan and other ancient myths are behind the different eras humanity is living through, we may help create the necessary compassion to fulfill our own purpose as this attains its highest state in the energy of 13 Ahau on
October 28th, 2011.
In a global meditation, we may focus on inspiring the grassroots creativity that will be needed to transit to a sustainable Garden of Eden that, on my own part, I am convinced is the purpose of the cosmic plan. And that was written by Carl Johan Kalaman, April 14th, 2009. And it's on his website, Kalaman, Kalaman.com. And let's see, we've got about 10 minutes left. I don't know if we have time to read this one.
Well, let's just read the paragraph that kind of tells about it. The inner dimensions of cosmic rebirth, the ecology of choice and transformation in a rapidly changing world by Joseph R. Giove.
Let me, if you don't mind, let me just hit back here just to see if there's anybody called in or anything.
We should check our
switchboard.
Yeah.
And we will, nobody's calling. All right, and back. Okay.
This is the inner dimension of cosmic rebirth, the ecology of choice in transformation in a rapidly changing world. The rebirth celebration, May 9th through 11th, 2009, will be a global collaborative of people who share compassion as a common passion. We will unite our collective wisdom and power to welcome a new cosmic birth indicated by this key period revealed in the Mayan calendar. In 2004, we co-created the Harmonic Concordance. In 2007, we honored and celebrated the Divine Feminine is us and the world at the midpoint of the fifth day through the breakthrough celebration. Last year on the summer solstice, we invited the sacred union of the divine feminine and masculine within us in the gathering of one, the Global Eden event. Now we are honored to celebrate the birth of something new and unimagined in years past. We celebrate the rebirth of the divine plan in creation and in us. Please join us by going to www.commonpassion.org and learning more. Why don't we go to that and see?
Want to go see what that is?
See what that is. We just have a few minutes, and we can maybe comment on it.
Okay.
This is kind of a long one to read right now.
Yeah. Okay.
We really just don't have the time, but I would like to read that another time.
So this, let's see, commonpassion.org. Okay, so we'll go to that. CommonPassion.org. tell about folks.
Welcome to Common Passion.
We are a global social collaborative of individuals and communities that share compassion and a common passion. Our mission is to create social environmental harmony through science-based application of collective consciousness. We welcome people and organizations from all walks of life to help us realize our common vision.
Okay. They talk right there, the rebirth celebration, the midpoint of the sixth day. There will be a global collaborative of people who share a passion, who share compassion as a common passion. We will unite our collective wisdom and power to welcome a new cosmic birth indicated by this key period revealed in the Mayan calendar. Go to learn more, see what it says. There will be a series of free teleconferences, global meditations on Thursdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, and 2 a.m.
I believe Thursday must be May 9th.
Yeah.
And
on this program,
Friday, it goes to the 11th. So
April 16th, 23rd, and 30th, and May 7th, call-in and web access details are provided in the free announcement list.
Now you can go to commonpassion.org and see exactly what we're looking at right now. In May 2009, a major emanation from the Hunab, which is the center of the universe and great intelligence,
mm-hmm.
I guess, and unfathomably
large intelligence
in the center of the universe, according to Mayan cosmology, will inform a magnificent birth of cosmic proportions. This epic period, the midpoint of the sixth day of the galactic underworld, gives humanity an unprecedented opportunity to cooperate with the forces of evolution to fulfill individual and collective purposes and to create a sustainable world of harmony, abundance, and balance with nature. As with any birth, there is also death of that which is no longer supported by these new evolutionary energies. See the articles
to the right
in the quick links box. For information for the paradoxical, auspicious and ominous moment, and what we can do personally and collectively to consciously participate in it. The rebirth celebration on May 9th through 11th will be 2009 will be a global collaborative of people who share compassion as a common passion. We will unite our collective wisdom and power to welcome a new cosmic birth indicated by the key period revealed in the Mayan calendar. In 2004, we co-created the Harmonic Concordance.
I guess I read that.
In 2007,
yeah.
We honored and celebrated the Divine Feminine.
Yeah.
And, it's a takeoff of the other thing.
Well, let's look at this.
So, okay.
One of these quick links. Shine up and retreat in...
To receive the teleconference.
Journey
the sacred land of Maya. I don't know what that is.
Well, if you want to do like the teleconference details, let's just see what that is.
I don't want to.
We never should. Well.
You got to join. You join our. Well, let's see. Email. Okay, let's put our email in there. PlaySteelTV@yahoo.com. Okay. We never share or sell your personal information. And we only send announcements to a couple of times a month, but the range is 2 times per week to 1 per month. Okay, so we just signed up. So I suggest you might want to do that. Infinity Affinity members. You think we should be that?
Yeah.
Infinity Affinity members. Okay. We're just confirming our email. Now, you might want to join us in doing this stuff because you can get these updates as well. And
I'm interested in the shift of the age global coordinates co-creation.
Okay. Other state? No, other state. Yes, city.
And you put your country down?
Yeah.
It was right at the top.
Oh, here's, yeah, okay. So we were signed, we're all signed up to become members on this thing.
Right here.
Shift consciousness. Transspecies?
Yeah.
I don't know what the heck that is, but okay. Right? Manifestation circles?
No.
Let's just go with these, and then we'll see what happens, okay?
Okay.
All right, so, okay. All right. So I'm doing whatever they told me to do here. So we're in. All right. So just so you know what we just were doing, we just
signed up
for the to join the conference and to join the meditation group on May 9th through 11th.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's going to fall. What days those fall? Fridays?
I don't know.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. May 9th. Yeah. 9th through 11th. So on May 9th, 10th, and 11th, well, on May, no, May 9th is a Saturday. Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. So, but anyway, we'll make sure that we remind you on our May 8th program, which is a Friday, to see what happens. We should get a lot of updates on that thing.
Mm-hmm.
And in the meantime, I wanted to tell everybody, again, that we apologize to George is not on our show tonight.
However, he's
not well. He was hospitalized yesterday, and we talked to him today. He's fine. He's feeling better, and he should be back home tomorrow or Sunday.
We hope he says.
And
we just found out a little while ago.
And we hope he'll be well enough for our program next week. But if not, we wish that everybody would give him. Might want to send him an email or get well card. Or something, and you can send an email to him at brotherdixon@aol.com, and that'll get to him, and I'm sure he'll be pleased to get your message. We all hope and wish him well, and hope him for a speedy recovery. And anyway, we got 2 minutes left. Nobody's calling us, and we wish you very wonderful weekend.
We're having beautiful weather here in New England. I hope
our listeners from across the country,
you're having a nice weather too. Spring was a long time coming.
If you happen to be listening to us from Colorado, we're sorry.
Our hearts are with you.
Yeah, God, we're sorry that you're enduring that mess. But things will clear up, we hope, for you soon. And anybody else out there who is listening to us, we thank you for joining us tonight. And wish you the very best and hope you have a really nice weekend. And again, don't forget to email our buddy George at brotherdixon at AOL.com. I'm sure he'll be happy to hear from you.
I hope you guys have a great weekend, and I hope you're able to get out and rake and enjoy the nice sunny weather.
And for more information on the Mayan calendar, go to just look up Zell Lungol, X-E-L, Lungol, L-U-N-G-O-L-D, and that'll bring you to Mayan Magic, which is M-A-Y-A-N Magics, which is M-A-J-I-X, I believe is
mm-hmm.
how you spell it.
Yep.
Check that out. He's got a fantastic site, a lot of articles, he's also got that interview with the Mayan shaman. And he's got a DVD for sale on that, too, if you're interested.
Which is probably
a much longer interview.
More detailed interview.
All right.
But go to the site, and when you're not outside and you need something to do, you'll find it for you.
All right, so thanks, and have a pleasant evening,
folks.
Good night.